want to read with me from God's Word, I want you to turn over to the book of Judges. So Judges chapter 6, beginning with verse number 11. Judges chapter 6, and beginning with verse number 11. The Bible says, "And there came an angel of the Lord and sat under an oak which was in Ophrah that pertained unto Joash the Abiezrite. And his son Gideon threshed wheat by the winepress to hide it from the Midianites. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, The Lord is with thee, thy mighty man of valor." When I was studying this, just if you will allow me just a moment to just point out the fact that Gideon is hiding because of the Midianites threshing wheat, and God shows up and tells him that he is a mighty man of valor. Let me just tell you this morning that God doesn't just see where you are, but he sees where you're going. Hello? He doesn't just see your current circumstance, but he sees your potential. So God shows up. The angel of the Lord shows up and says, "The Lord is with thee, you mighty man of valor." And Gideon said unto him, "O my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befallen us? And where be all of the miracles which our fathers told us of, saying, Did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord has forsaken us, and he has delivered us into the hands of the Midianites." And the Lord looked upon him and said, "Go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee?" And Gideon says to him, "O my Lord, wherewith shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh, and I am the least of my father's house." And the Lord said unto him, "Surely," get this, "surely I will be with thee, and thou shalt smite the Midianites as one man." And I'm going to stop reading right there this morning. I ask that you just bow your heads and let us pray for the Lord to open our hearts to receive his word. Heavenly Father, we are grateful today for the opportunity to be in the house of God. I thank you for your word, and I thank you this morning, Lord, for meeting with us and allowing us to sense your Holy Spirit as we have worshiped and as we have sang praises unto you. We come now to the reading of the word of the living God, and Father, I would pray this morning that you would enable me, that you would give me divine anointing, that you would inspire my thoughts, that you would put your word in my mouth, and that you would let that word come forth with clarity and simplicity and the power of the Holy Spirit, and let it bring revelation to our hearts. I pray this morning, Heavenly Father, above all things, that Christ would be glorified and that the people of God would be edified. And for all of these things, I thank you in advance. Bless me to be a blessing to these that will hear. We ask it in Jesus' name, and everyone in agreement said amen. Amen. So I want to title the message this morning, A Call for Courage. A Call for Courage. I want to talk to you this morning and minister to you what I believe that God's Word says concerning courage. Because each one of us have been called to a life of courage. Each one of us have been called and chosen by God. And God has a specific plan and a specific purpose for our lives. Jesus said in John chapter 15 and verse number 16, he said, "You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. And I have ordained that you should go forth and bear fruit." That word ordained means that God has purposed, God has planned, God has ordained a specific plan for our lives. And if we just understand that this morning, he's saying that we have been hand selected by God. We have been chosen by God. And we have been chosen for a particular reason and for a particular divine purpose. But I would submit to you this morning that if we are ever going to fulfill that divine plan for our life, and if we are ever going to fulfill the purpose that God has for us, then it's going to take a great deal of faith and a great deal of courage on our part. Because there are going to be some moments in our life that our faith and our courage is challenged. How many of you have found that to be true? There are going to be some moments in our life when things don't work out like we planned. There are going to be some moments that will require courage to do the right thing when doing something else would be much easier. Hello? There are going to be some moments in our life that we would rather flee than fight. There are going to be some moments and some times in our life when we would rather give up than continue on. How many of you ever had the enemy sit down on your shoulder and tell you you might as well give up? Amen. Let me just tell you, the enemy will come by, sit down on his shoulder, and he'll point out all the reasons why you ought to just throw in the towel. Well, let me just tell you, I got one good reason why you shouldn't throw in the towel. Amen. Because in Christ, you can do all things, amen, by and through him, not in our might and not in our power, but by his anointing and by his Holy Spirit. There are going to be some moments in our life when we are going to have to take control of our spirit and take courage in the Lord and stand our ground. Understand that I mean this morning that courage is not the absence of fear. Courage is not the absence of fear. Courage is the ability to act in spite of our fears. Courage is the ability to saddle up even when you feel like putting the pony away. Hello? I heard somebody say here not long ago that there's a difference between bravery and courage. Bravery is having enough, you know, bravery to grab the bull by the tail. And courage is having the, amen, the fortitude to squeeze it. You hear what I'm saying this morning? Understand that I'm not talking about never experiencing fear, but what I am talking about is that when fear comes, we rise up above that fear and we take courage because we know in whom we have believed, and we are absolutely persuaded that if we are in God's hand, then we, amen, are in the hand of the Lord, and he will take care of us. Undoubtedly, fear is an absolute reality in our life. And there are going to come some moments when we face fear. But the question is, and what matters is, what do we do when we face those fears? And I tell you this morning that God desires for us to stand strong. Stand strong in the Lord and be of of a courageous heart. The Word of God commands us over and over, from the front of the book to the back of the book. It commands us to be courageous. It's not a suggestion. We are commanded to be of courageous heart. The Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter 31 and verse number 6, the Bible says, "Be strong and of a good courage, and fear not, nor be afraid, for the Lord thy God, it is He that does go with you." Get this, He will not fail you, and He will not forsake you. David said to Solomon, his son, in 1 Chronicles chapter 28 and verse number 20, "Be strong and of a good courage." Amen. "And fear not, nor be dismayed, for the Lord God," he said, "even my God." Now understand, David is admonishing his son. He says, "Be of good courage and do not fear, for the Lord God, even my God, the one that has watched over me and the one that has kept me and the one that has given me life and the one that has made my kingdom great, that God," amen, "that same God, He will be with you and He will not fail you and He will not forsake you." Be of good courage. He will not fail you and He will not forsake you. Psalms 31 and verse number 24, the psalmist said, "Be of good courage and He will strengthen your heart. All ye that hope in the Lord." How many of you have placed your hope in the Lord? "Then be of good courage. Wait upon the Lord. Put your strength and your hope in the Lord, and He will encourage your heart." God said to Joshua in Joshua 1 and 9, "Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage, and be not afraid, neither be dismayed, for the Lord thy God is He that is with thee, whithersoever thou goest." Hey, let me just tell you something this morning. There is no need for discouragement, because the Almighty God is with us, and He will go with us wherever we go. Amen. We can take courage in the fact that God is able to do exceeding and abundantly above all that we ask or even think. Isaiah 41 and 10, God says, "Fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am the Lord thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help you." How many of you need help? Good news, He said, "I'll help you." How many of you need strength? Good news, He said, "I'll strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness." 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7, the Bible said that God has not, everybody say has not, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. I came to tell somebody this morning, amen, that we need to take courage in the Lord. I came to tell somebody this morning that we need to be of a courageous heart. Amen. We need to stand in the fight, and we need to fight the battle with faith, and we need to rely upon the hand of the Lord. And He is with us, and we have no need to fear. On and on and on I could go with scripture after scripture, where the scripture commands us to be of good courage, to not allow fear to dominate our hearts, to be courageous, to be filled with faith. But what I want you to grasp this morning is that no matter who we are or what God has called us to do, if we are going to be successful, then we must be of good courage. We must be a man or a woman of courage. I believe this morning that God, the Holy Spirit, has laid upon my heart to challenge us and to encourage us to be of good courage. Be of good courage. My message is a call for the children of God to be courageous and to be filled with valor and to be filled, amen, with a courageous spirit, a fortitude, and a tenacity that hangs on even in the face of adversity. The question is, and the question arises, how can we be courageous when we face adversity? How can we remain courageous when we feel like there is trouble on every side? The Holy Spirit brought me to the text that we are about to embark upon. And he began to reveal to me several things in this story concerning Gideon that I believe will help us to understand how to have a courageous heart and what Gideon applied, that if we apply, we too can do exploits for the Lord. If you were to begin reading in verse number 1 of that 6th chapter, you would recognize the story beginning to unfold. And the Bible said that the children of Israel had done evil in the sight of the Lord. They had done wickedly in the sight of God. They had set up idols, and they were worshiping false gods. And the Bible said that because of it, God allowed them to be delivered into the hand of Midian. For 7 years, they were under the hand of Midian, and Midian prevailed against the children of Israel. So much so that the children of Israel, the Bible said that they dwelt in dens and in caves and in strongholds up in the mountainside. And the Bible says that when they would sow in their fields, they would sow planning to reap a harvest, but before they could ever get the harvest, the Amalekites and the Midianites, they would come and they would devour everything that they had planted. They would come and they would devour, they would destroy everything that was. The Bible says in verse number 5 that they came up with their cattle and their tents, and they came as grasshoppers for a multitude, meaning that they were like the number of locusts in the field. And maybe ever seen locusts when they just devoured a landscape. They would leave nothing. And the children of Israel were so impoverished. And this just wasn't for a couple of weeks or even a couple of months or a season. But it went on and on and on and on and on, year after year after year after year. And they are afraid. They're hiding in the cave. And they are impoverished. And they cried unto the Lord. And the Lord sent a word from a man of God to them and said, your situation is because of your disobedience. Your situation is because of your disobedience. But God heard their cry and he had mercy upon them. If you begin reading in verse number 11 of that 6th chapter, the Bible says, and there came an angel of the Lord, sat down under an oak tree, and Gideon is threshing wheat in the winepress, hidden from the Midianites, trying to just get enough wheat for a loaf of bread. He's hid out, he's hidden away. He's hoping that nobody finds him, nobody catches him, that he might just have a morsel to feed the family. And the angel of the Lord appears unto him and says, the Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor. And Gideon must have thought to himself, what in the world do you mean, mighty man of valor? I am hid out over here because I am afraid and I am fearful. And if they find out where I am, they will take everything that I have. God says to him, The Lord says unto him, go. And the Lord, if the Lord be with us, Gideon says, where are all the miracles? And the Lord looks at him and says, go in your might and go and you'll save Israel and the hand of the Midianite out of the hand of the Midianites. And he says, have not I sent you? I have a purpose for you. I have a mission for you. I have a calling upon your life. And the Lord said to him, wherewith shall I save, the Israelite? My household is the least in all of Israel. And the Lord said, you go and I will go with you. If you go, I will go with you. So understand that God not only appears to him, but God says, I'm calling you and I'm sending you. And not only that, I will go with you myself. Now we go over into chapter 7. And it begins to share the story. I encourage you to read it on your own. Chapter 6 and chapter 7 when you have opportunity. Chapter 7 says that Gideon makes a battle plan. He calls the children of Israel from the different tribes. Thousands show up. Thousands come. They have an army of about 22,000-25,000, somewhere in that neighborhood. Scripture teaches us in chapter 7. God says to Gideon, you have too many people. I'm going to give you a battle plan, but you got too many people right now. I mean, you know, if you're going against a large group, you would like to have a large number with you. I mean, that sounds like a good battle plan to me, right? God says, no, if you go against them with all of the people you have, you'll think you did it. You send about half of these folks home and you'll know I did it. Hello? So the Bible says that God spoke to Gideon and said, you tell those that are fearful and afraid, go home. 22,000 left. Hello? 22,000 left. Wait a minute, fellas. Are you sure? Hello? And God said, no, you still got too many. Gideon said, look, I started out feeling pretty good about all this. I had a pretty good bunch of folks that had my back. You keep whittling it down, and now I ain't going to have very many people. What are you doing? God says, you follow my lead. I want you to come down to the water. Those that lap water like a dog and those that kneel on one knee and drink water out of the palm of their hand, I'll show you which ones I wanted you to take into battle. When it was all said and done, there were 300 of them. I'd be writing letters and emails. Hey, y'all, 22,000, come on back. Hello? 300 of them. God says, you finally got it down to a number where you realize it ain't you, but you realize that it had to be God that did this thing. So God gives him the battle plan. He says, I want you to divide them up in a company of 3, 100 in each company. You've got a pitcher of pottery. You've got a light and you have a sword. Here's what I want you to do. He said, you got a ram's horn. He said, here's what I want you to do. I want you to encompass the enemy. And then when the time is right, in the midnight hour, in the second watch, just about the time they change the watch, he said, I want you to break that pitcher. And I want you to blow your horn and lift up your light and shout with a great shout, the sword of the Lord and Gideon. That doesn't sound like much of a battle plan to me, right? I mean, what are you going to do with that? They were obedient. And in the midnight hour, when it's dark and they had just changed the guard, Gideon steps forth with his 100. The other companies of 100 step out. They've got the enemy surrounded. They hold up their light. They break the pitcher. They blow the ram's horn. And then they shout, the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. And here's what happened. I love the God's Word translation. The Bible says in the God's Word translation said that the enemy screamed. They were afraid. They were afraid, and they jumped up and began to run, and they turned their swords on one another, and they began to slay one another. And here's God's little band of 20 on the outside of the camp holding up a light. Hello? And God won the victory and delivered them. The Bible said that they chased them out of their country. They chased them out of their country. That was the results of it. The Bible said that every man stood in their place round about the camp. And all of the hosts ran, and the King James said, and cried. The God's word said, screamed and fled. Like a little 12-year-old girl. Ah! Hello? What gave Gideon the courage to do that kind of thing? What gave him the courage to do that kind of exploit? Here's what the Holy Spirit spoke to my heart. Number one, the first thing that gave Gideon the courage to do what he did, number one, was Gideon believed God's word. He believed what God said. He believed that if God said it, God would do it. Let me just share with you this morning that if you want to walk with a courageous heart, then it starts with believing what God said. If God said it, God can do it. If God said it, He'll perform it. The Bible said in Psalms 119 and verse 89, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." Isaiah 40 and verse 8 says, "The grass withereth and the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever." Matthew 24 and 35 said, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away." Amen. 1 Peter 1 and 25 said, "But the word of the Lord endures forever, and this is the word by which the gospel is preached unto you." Amen. Jeremiah 1 and 12 said, "I will watch over my word," amen, "to perform it." What it means is God said, "I'll watch over my word to see to it that it comes to pass." Numbers 23 and 19 said, "God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said it, and shall he not do it? Hath he spoken it, and shall he not make it good?" What I'm saying this morning, that if you want to walk with courage in your heart, the first step is believing what God said. Hallelujah. Because the enemy will come along you and tell you everything that will fall apart, and Murphy's Law and all that kind of stuff. He'll plant all kinds of doubts and fears and unbelief. I believe the report of the Lord. Amen, amen. Even when it don't look good, I still believe what God said. You hear what I'm saying this morning? Be of good courage. How can I be of good courage? I get in the word of God and I read where he's got good plans for me. Amen. And plans to do good and not evil. I get in the word and I find all of his promises that are yes and amen in Christ Jesus. I get into the word and I find out that there is not fail one of his promises. I get in the word and I find out that he's not a man that he would lie. Amen. Or the son of man that he would take it back, but he'll do what he said he'll do. Amen. When we believe God's word, then all things are possible. When we believe God's word, then we understand that no weapon that is formed against us will be able to prosper. When we believe God's word, we'll recognize that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. When we get in God's word, we'll become rooted and grounded and settled in our faith. And come hell, high water, we can look the enemy in the eye and tell the devil, "It may not look good now, but I believe my God." hallelujah. What gives me courage to face tomorrow? What gives me courage to face adversity and hardship? What gives me courage to look hell in the eye and declare it shall be well? Number one, the thing that gives me courage is I know to whom I belong. I know in whom I have believed. And I am certain that His word is unfailing and His word is unchanging. If you want to walk in courage this morning, amen, just take heart of the word of God. Gideon believed what God said, and it gave him the courage to do what appeared to be foolish. Send 22,000 people home and have people come lap water like a dog. Hello? That sounds like foolishness. God said, this ain't your battle, it's my battle. I ought to preach on that for just a little bit. Some of us are trying to fight our own battles. It's not your battle. You just need to trust God. You just need to take courage. You just need to have a little faith in what God said. Say, yeah, but Pastor Gary, don't look good. It ain't over. Hello? Yeah, but Pastor Gary, it doesn't look good. It's not over. He ain't done yet. Give him an opportunity. When Gideon looked out at all of those Midianites, he could have said, this don't look good. He was right. It didn't look good. But it wasn't over. It wasn't over yet. Well, let me just tell you, have a little faith in God's word, and that word will give you courage. Strengthen your spirit. It gives your faith a place to rest. It gives your faith a place to rest. Second, the second thing that gave Gideon courage to do the things that he did is he trusted in the presence of God. He trusted in the presence of God. Verse number 16 of that sixth chapter, God said unto him, surely I will go with you. Surely, without a doubt, I will go with you. Okay, that means I got somebody with me. I may be facing trouble, I may be facing circumstances that don't look good, but I'm not alone. And I don't just have anybody with me. I have the Almighty with me. You hear what I'm saying this morning? You say, Pastor Gary, how awesome is that? God said that He would go with him. God said that He would go with him. Well, let me just remind you that God said in His word in Hebrews chapter 5 or chapter 13 and verse number 5, I will never leave you and I will never forsake you. Let me remind you what He said in Matthew chapter 28 and 20. He said, lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. That same God is with us. That same God that is with us. There is not a situation, a circumstance, a need that you will ever face by yourself. If you are a blood-bought, born-again child of the living God, then I got to tell you this morning, you will never be alone. You will never face a situation alone. You will never face a problem alone. You will never encounter a circumstance that He cannot give you the victory over. All you got to do is trust in the presence of the Lord. Trust in the presence of the Lord. In His presence, the Bible said, is fullness of joy, and at His right hand are pleasures forevermore. Trust in the Lord this morning. Trust in His presence. And in His presence is that calm assurance that everything is going to work out all right. And maybe you ever saw somebody that was just going through, they were really going through the ringer, and they just had a smile on their face and peace in their heart. And you're like, how in the world do they do it? I tell you how. They're trusting in the presence of God. They're trusting in the presence of the Lord. Do not this morning, do not underestimate what God can do in and through you if you will but place your trust in His Word and confidence in His presence. He can use anyone and anything to accomplish His divine purpose if we walk in obedience to Him and we walk obediently with Him. Then it is His power and His presence that assures our victory. Stop and think about David, the little shepherd boy that would be a king. 40 days and 40 nights, the enemy, the giant of the Philistines, comes out and challenges the people of Israel. Give me a man that we may fight. If I slay him, you will be our servants. If he slays me, we will be your servants. And for 40 days and 40 nights, every morning, every evening, the giant walks out on the field and gives forth his challenge. And nobody was willing to go. I'm your Huckleberry. Hello? Nobody was willing to accept the challenge. And along came a little shepherd boy. Along came a little shepherd boy that was trusting in God. And this is what he said when he faced the giant. You come to me with a shield and a spear and a sword, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts. I ain't coming in my power. I'm not coming in my might, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, and He will deliver you into my hand. Amen. Let me just tell you, there's not a giant this morning that can stand before a child of God that's got their faith anchored and their trust anchored in the Word. Amen. Walking in the presence of the Lord, because God is on their side. So when the enemy comes along and tries to discourage you, I came to tell somebody this morning, take courage, be of good cheer. God has got your back. God has got you covered. Amen. You're not going through it alone. He'll bring you safely to the other side. A courageous life begins with faith in God's Word. A courageous life begins walking in the presence of God, walking in obedience and walking in confidence, not in yourself, but confidence in God, walking in assurance, walking in the assurance that His presence is with you. That's why the psalmist said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. I ain't alone. God has me covered. God has me covered. Amen. Be courageous. Be of a courageous heart this morning. Whenever you are facing and whatever the enemy has thrown in your pathway, don't get discouraged and don't give up and don't throw in the towel. Amen. Because God is with you and on your side. Be of a courageous heart, a call for courage, a call for courage. It is easy to faint in the face of adversity, but it takes some fortitude to get back up and keep on walking. Bow your heads, if you will, please, this morning. Bow your heads, if you will, please, this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I feel in my heart this morning that there are some that are with us that are feeling faint of heart. Some that are with us this morning that are feeling faint of heart. I believe with all of my heart that God just wanted me to encourage you to be of a courageous heart. You are not alone. God has your back. You are not alone. God is on your side. Be of good cheer. Be of good cheer this morning. Anchor your faith in His Word. Rest comfortably, abiding in His presence. He will not fail you. He will not forsake you. He is with you always. He understands. The Bible said that He has been touched with the feeling of our infirmities. What does that mean, Pastor Gary? It means He knows how we feel when we are feeling weak. He knows how we feel when we are feeling anxious. He knows how we feel when we are feeling discouraged. He knows how we feel when we are feeling defeated. Amen. And He wants to come alongside of you and lift you up. Be of good courage, and He will strengthen your heart. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I have attempted to deliver what You have asked me to speak. And now, Lord, I leave it in Your hands. And I ask You to touch these that are here in this house. Allow Your Holy Spirit, I pray, oh God. Allow Your Holy Spirit to take the words that have been spoken directly to our hearts this morning. Bring encouragement. Bring stability. Bring courage and fortitude. In Christ's name I pray. Every head is bowed, every eye is closed. Maybe you're here this morning and you would be willing to slip up your hand and say, Pastor Gary, I needed to hear this message today. Yes, 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 yes. God sees the hands that are going up. All over the building. Stand to your feet. Here's what I want you to do. Those of you that lifted your hands and everyone that's here, this is what I want you to do. I just want you to just post an announcement for hell today. Tell the devil, you might have hit me with your best shot, but I ain't giving up. I ain't going down and I'm not going under. I am going to take courage in the Lord. God is on my side. His presence is with me. His word is forever settled, and His word is my anchor. I believe the report of the Lord, and I believe that I may be going through what I'm going through, but I believe I'm going through it. And I'm coming out on the other side in Jesus' name. Slip your hands up all over the building. Heavenly Father, those that lifted their hands, I pray that supernaturally, I pray that supernaturally, Lord, You would just infuse their heart with a spirit of courage. Let the Word of God become vibrant in their heart. Let the Word of God bring a faith that is activated. And in that faith, let courage begin to rise and let strength begin to rise. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, let them know that You are right there with them. No matter what they are going through, that You have Your hand upon them. I pray in Jesus' name. I pray in Jesus' name. Let every hand that been lifted be encouraged here this morning in the name of Jesus. Lord, as we leave this place today, let us leave feeling the boldness of a lion to take the fight to the enemy. Lord, that we might not just be passive in our relationship with you, but Lord, let us become the aggressor, the one on offense. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you would help us to recognize that you desire to do exploits in and through us. But it will take courage. It will take faith. It will take an active and intimate relationship with you. Touch our lives. Make us that witness, I pray. In Jesus' mighty name, go ahead.